Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. A New York judge sentenced Donald Trump in his hush money case, but declined to impose any punishment ahead of his White House return. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
No jail term or fine for President-elect Donald Trump in his New York hush money case. That was the outcome of Friday's sentencing. A stoic Trump appearing on video from Florida.
This has been a very terrible experience.
And calling the case politically motivated.
It's been a political witch hunt. It was done to damage my reputation so that I'd lose the election, and obviously that didn't work.
Judge Juan Merchan explaining his rationale for no punishment.
Pursuant to the rule of law, this court has determined that the only lawful sentence that permits entry of a judgment of conviction without encroaching upon the highest office in the land is an unconditional discharge.
Still, Trump taking office on January 20th as a convicted felon and promising to appeal to 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the United States beginning January 19th, unless the popular social media program is sold by its China-based parent company. Hearing arguments Friday in a momentous clash of free speech and national security concerns, the justices seemed persuaded by arguments that the national security threat posed by the parent company's connections to China override concerns about restricting free speech, either of TikTok or its 170 million users in the United States. Early in arguments that lasted more than 2.5 hours, Chief Justice John Roberts identified as the main concern in the case TikTok's ownership by China-based ByteDance and the parent company's ties to the Chinese government's intelligence operations. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is extending temporary protected status to more than 200,000 Salvadorans living in the United States. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Department of Homeland Security says that because of environmental conditions in El Salvador that prevent individuals from returning, temporary protected status has been extended until September 9, 2026 for those Salvadorans affected. Their temporary protected status had been set to expire in March of this year. Temporary protected status, or TPS, faces an uncertain future under Donald Trump, who tried to curtail its use during his first term as president. About 1 million immigrants from 17 countries are protected by TPS, including immigrants from Haiti, Afghanistan, and Sudan. I'm Donna Warder.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been sworn in to serve a third term, despite credible evidence that his opponent won the July 2024 election. Maduro's inauguration Friday follows protests in the South American country and abroad against his increasingly repressive rule. In a fiery speech at the Legislative Palace in Caracas, Maduro accused his opponents and their supporters in the U.S. of trying to turn his inauguration into a world war. The opposition collected tally sheets for more than 80% of electronic voting machines after the election, posted the tallies online, and said they show opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez won twice as many votes as Maduro. Scientists at the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service confirmed Friday the world just experienced the first full year in which global temperatures exceeded 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times. Rachel Judah from Reuters has more.
Here's Carlo Buontempo, director of the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service.
Every single month, January to July, has been the warmest on record. July was the second warmest, and from then on has been the second or close to first around.
Governments promised under the 2015 Paris Agreement to try and prevent average temperatures exceeding the symbolic threshold of 1.5 degrees to avoid more severe and costly climate disasters. According to Buontempo, it's not too late for countries to rapidly cut emissions and avoid global warming rising faster, although they need to act fast.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Judah. The Prime Minister of Greenland says the people of his mineral-rich Arctic territory don't want to be Americans, but that he's open to greater cooperation with the United States. The Greenlandic leader spoke Friday at a news conference in the Danish capital, Copenhagen. It came after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said earlier this week that he wouldn't rule out using force or economic pressure in order to make Greenland a part of the United States. Trump said that it was a matter of national security for the U.S. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.